This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome. Morning devotions. I wonder if your house has one what? Well, I'm talking about a junk room. You know, a room where you can just close the door, walk away. If you've got small kids or bigger kids for that matter, you'll probably know what I mean. It's hard to keep a house clean. What's wrong with having a room where all the junk is stored? How many of us men have got a men's shed, for example, full of junk? Now, of course, we would never admit to it being full of junk. It's all very valuable, always there just in case we need it. If you've got an attic, so much the better, a great place for storing junk out of the way and no one's tripping over the stuff. Or maybe the shed that you've got's big enough. The reality is that others have a whole house full of clutter. And for some of us, we've got a real problem parting with anything. We'd rather prefer to keep them. We hoard things. But where do we put them? Piling them up in the corner of the lounge room is hardly a wise or a good decision. And sometimes the kids' toys spill out of the bedrooms into the hallway, kitchen, and then into their parents' room. According to the magazine Psychology Today, people tend to feel like life is out of control when they surround themselves with more things than they can manage. The mess causes stress. And if you're not taking care of the clutter in your home, you may not be taking care of yourself either. And I think there's a lot to be said for this. And I want to take a couple of days, today and tomorrow, to talk about it. How do you feel when you walk into a cluttered room? Well, it can cause the stress levels to go up. You kind of think, okay, well, where's my space? If there isn't any, I've got no room. I feel a sense of pressure. I don't mind visiting you for a little while, but I'd hate to live in your house that's just full of junk. Did you know that our inner life can be a trap for residing junk too? And by that I mean our minds can end up being full of junk. We've got to be careful what we feed our minds with, what we watch, what we say, listen to, or what we think even. Living in a house that's full of clutter and junk and mess, it's not a very pleasant experience. And when you go into a space that's clear, clean and orderly, you may not even say it, but there's a certain experience. I think the word I'm looking for here is clarity. It's the same with when your mind is clear and free of junk. It's a pleasant place to reside. So what would you define junk in the mind? Frustration, stress, increased distraction or worry? In the modern world with the instant information, this can lead to the clutter of the mind as well very quickly. I mean, years ago, if you think about it like this, if you wanted to find out what was happening, you might listen to the hourly news bulletin on the radio, or you'd sit down with a cup of tea or coffee and you might just take your time, leisurely time, reading the newspaper that you bought that day. Today, of course, it's all different. We have the 24-hour news online, a constant stream of information from all over the world coming at us constantly, and that can be a little bit off-putting. Social media, yeah, it's great, but it can add pressure. As we think about issues, we sort out what is junk, what is the worthwhile information. The Bible's got a lot to say about the mind and how to protect your mind and to stop it from getting overloaded. And there's a great verse in Proverbs 4, verse 23. And the Bible says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." Have a look at it yourself. Proverbs 4, verse 23. And I think that's a challenge. God's word is true. It means we've got to take steps to bring back control of our thought life. It's a huge topic. If you're afraid you can't do something, then you won't, because your thoughts actually run your life. Some of us are ruled by the tyranny of the urgent rather than what is important. So we've got to slow down, or you won't have time to look at the bigger picture of your life. You might be missing out on so much. So get rid of the junk. Negative thoughts can affect your mind and behavior far more than you probably realize. Dear Lord, we do know that often we're stuck for words. I don't know what to say often. And you put me in situations, Lord, where I can help someone. But I pray that you'll give me your word, the right word to say, to offer help in a time of need. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.